Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy new beginnings, happy rising up, happy new life, happy spring, and all that good stuff that's going on today. So if you ever think I don't really want to be with you, I worked until 6 o'clock this morning, and here I am because I always want to be with you, always, always. And I want to remind everybody right off the bat, our next webinar is May 15th. It's on balance. If you don't understand the importance of balance, you don't understand this work. Life will come at you. Your job is to hold the balance. And I have a very good example of that coming up. Creation Station, there's only 5 spots left. I cannot and will not add any more spots this year like I did last year, September 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's all a training on how I do what I do, how you can do what I do. And in learning that, you know we're going to expand and get information about a lot of how energy works. And a lot about our exchange with all energy. So I want to talk. Yes, they're reminding me to tell you, if you are called a Creation Station at all, or the webinar, and you feel like you need help financially, we will help you work out how you can do that. But we can't do that if you're already saying that the universe is saying no to you. Okay? All right. So, please, I want you to be aware of how you react to what I'm about to tell you. Because my intention is to use this as a teaching tool for the work. My younger brother, Damon, committed suicide this week. He was a beautiful soul, a kind soul, a beautiful heart, tortured soul. He was an alcoholic for the last, 10, 15 years, ever since he had to retire from the armed services. Didn't know who he was when he lost that identity. He was my younger brother, and I spent a good part of my high school and, even younger life, kind of being a second mom to him because my mom was always working, and because a lot of times my mom was enveloped in trying to handle my dad, so I would take Damon, and my older brother was away. So a lot of my identity in my life has been taking care of Damon. And vice versa, a lot of times he took care of me. We just kind of had that relationship. So I want to use this to teach about suicide. So, of course, my beautiful daughter, when she found out, called everybody, said, please don't call mommy. I need to drive over there to be with her when she hears this. So we sat and we grieved together. And then we had to go to work. We're both shooting this film. Now, I could have called in. I chose not to. I chose to create my life the way I wanted to create it, which is to not be a victim, but be a victorious over the victimness that I was experiencing and create it in a different way. So I want to give you what the channel has to say about suicide so that we can all understand it more, because I know a lot of you have been touched by this someplace in your life. The first thing is that they feel they have no control over their life and their creation. This is the basis of their depression and their lack of worthiness. And that is the message, you see, that they send out. So even if someone loves them and honors them, they can't fully feel it and experience it. And what is the basis of our work? Knowing that we are the control over our own lives and our own creation. The second thing is they don't choose who they want to be. Now, why would they? Because they have a belief system that thinks they have no control. And if you have no control and you have that belief in place, then you're not going to take the next step and go, okay, I want to create myself this way. So their belief in not having control and not choosing who they want to be equals the core belief, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. But that morphs into, I don't know what I want, so I stop living, even when they are alive. And most of you know that people who ultimately commit suicide have stopped living long before they actually take their physical lives. And therefore, they don't have enough energy to live and create. So you see, it just keeps imploding upon itself. They shut their hearts down. They shut their chakras down to protect themselves from themselves, from their pain of not believing that they have any control over their life, from their pain of believing and experiencing that they have no power. Then the channel took me to the subject of genetic relationships. Now, that means genetically what is shared within this relationship. But this happens to be the genetic relationship with the self. And what I got was, it's not possible to be happy. In or out of embodiment, it's not possible to be happy. Now, most of you are aware that my father, too, took his own life in the same way, with a gun. And, you know, I have to honestly say that part of me was angry about that. Part of me was angry that Damon, knowing what all of the family went through and experienced with my daddy and what my mom had to work through would do that to his wife and family and us as his extended family. And yet, you see, he had no control. That was his belief. And he had no control over his drinking. That was his belief. Now, separately, what has been coming in all week, started with Gabrielle, ended up with one of my healing partners. We did a lot of work on it while I was sitting on the set waiting to work at 4 a.m. this morning. Is the subject of energy parasites. Now, you know what a parasite is. A parasite is something that lives off its host. It eats its host, basically. And many of us are experiencing our own energetic parasites that are literally eating us from within. Because you remember the biblical saying, as within, so without. So if you have thoughts, let's use Damon as an example. If you have thoughts and beliefs that I have no control over me and the creation of my life, that is literally an energetic parasite that is eating you, consuming your energy, breaking down your health, oftentimes causing infection. And this can be physical, but it can also be mental, spiritual, emotional, chemical, even cosmic and dimensionally, they're saying. So we eat ourselves, we turn against ourselves, we live off of our negative self-talk, which ultimately means we live off of our struggle. But we do it at the expense of our health in every area of our lives. This came about in the most interesting and incredible way because a new doctor we had kept muscle testing parasites. And when I went to put Gabby on the machine that I work with, it said, no, don't need to do parasites through the channel. And then I heard that it was energetic parasites. And then I could put her on the machine because I had the clear intention of what I wanted to bring back into balance. You see, when our energy is parasitic against ourselves, we can never be in balance, guys. And if you are not in balance, you are not in full creation. It's not possible. You'll be in reaction somewhere in your life. So please join with me and around all of this so that we, and this is why we do the claims, to bring our energy back into balance. We are claiming and stating, I am the symbol, which neutralizes all but the truth around what we're talking about. I am the formula that the symbol represents, which is the formula for creation. I am the violet flame. I am the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. Okay, we're going to come together and direct call today that we are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. All right, I can go to the calls. And we're going to start with Susan in Niagara Falls. Good morning, darling.
Good morning. I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. That's it's not fun, even though we know, you know, I.
Well, I wouldn't call it fun. No.
Well, but, no, it's not a fun time.
But I would call it
human.
I would call it human, and I would call it life, and that's what I mean. Life is
right.
going to throw stuff at us, as you well know, Susan, and our job is to make lemonade out of the lemons. I mean, you
Correct.
Hear all these corny things, but that's what they're talking about. It is our job to bring back the balance and turn everything back into the light so we can create our highest good. So what can we do for you today?
Well, actually, I was just calling in to let you know how well I was doing, actually.
Good. I love that, Susan.
Life is just, it's just beautiful. I'm in fact, I'm up painting in my room again.
Yeah,
and
Susan, those paintings you sent are absolutely gorgeous, honey.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. I'm actually working on the Death Valley at Dawn one still because I didn't really like it. I wasn't happy with it. It wasn't quite right. So I'm still doing twiddling around with it. But I've got others. I'm planning to have my own show probably in the next year or two, depending upon when I can get a space. And
create
I just want to show
space,
my
Susan.
Yeah.
Create
and I want
space.
To go to Creation Stations. I'm thinking, do I want to go this year or do I want to wait till next year to go with Mary? I'd like to go this year personally, but so that's my only question is
I believe really, I answered that for you in an email. The channel wants you all to know it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as you feel good. And right now, you're feeling better about next year. You
yeah,
said it
mainly
today, and you said it in your email.
Yeah, I'm with this trip that Eric kind of sprung on me real fast, my son. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that, and you know, I'll see you in October. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I really wanted to go this year, but I don't want to push it because I'm looking at like how much money I'm going to spend on this trip
it's
right
not
now.
Not about
so
the money, Susan.
Okay. Okay.
It's not about the money. It's about you choosing and committing. The
okay.
money comes, guys, after you choose and commit. But basically, if you feel into your feelings, you know that you're leaning toward next year. And that's fine.
Okay.
Because that's what's in alignment for you right now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
sometimes, guys, we have to get into alignment with things we don't particularly want to choose to be in alignment with right now. Would I have chosen to not have to go to work that morning that I got the news about Damon? Sure. Would I have chosen to have the day to call family and talk to family and focus on what I needed to focus on? Yes, I would have chosen that. And I had a job to do. So my job was to bring myself into alignment in the highest way that I could so that I could create me as the responsible, joyful, giving person that I choose to be. And so I went to work. And that is our challenge, but it's also our blessing in this lifetime that we get to choose which door we define ourselves with. So either way you want to go, baby, you're good. Okay?
Good. That's awesome.
All right.
And bless you. Thank you so much. And I will email you in regards to what I mentioned about doing the symbols. Things. So I've got a couple of different ideas. So I'll email you about that. Love you so much. You are
I
so
I love
awesome.
You too, Susan. And you know, it just really makes my heart just soar, Susan, to compare you and your vibration and your frequency and your joy and your rebirth into what you love to do and living life compared to 3 years ago, when really all we heard was your victim story. And
yeah,
you know, you're a good testament to how
I am not a victim.
We can all come back to life again, and I love it.
I love
you.
You and I just send all kinds of loving energies to you for the healing, because I know it's, you know, this is, it's a trying time physically. So I send you love and energy.
Thank you.
I receive
that with open arms. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.
All right. We're going to Maria in San Francisco.
Thank you so much. I send you blessings as well.
Thank you, darling.
That directly just slow suicide instead. But my mom just passed, so I understand the passing.
Yes, it does seem like the universe is kind of cleaning house again, guys. A lot of people are leaving. The day after my brother committed suicide, one of my good friends' mothers passed. And now your mother has passed. And then I had two people on the set who's had a baby and an adult pass. There's just a lot of it going on. A lot of little souls taken out of here for freedom. So what else can we do for
that's,
you, Maria?
That's true. I called before trying to find an attorney to deal with my mom's passing, but I've also had new developments in my health with fibroids, and they want to do a breast biopsy. And I think it's related to my liver and not enzymes properly. I'm sorry, hormones properly with estrogen, so I'm estrogen dominant. But I'd like to know, in terms of the attorney, we've gone through so many trying to figure it out. Nadia was on before for you, and she said to try and speak to my mom. I don't seem to be able to hear her anymore. The hummingbird's not coming around anymore, so I'm not sure about
that. Okay. All right. So, Maria, the clearest and simplest answer is you're all in your head and out of your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Because if you're in your heart, you can talk to anybody on the other side. Or here, across the country, or across the world. Okay? So
I talk.
You don't talk from your heart, sweetheart. You've got to open your heart as a telephone. You, guys, this is the way it works, and let me reiterate it again. You go to your heart for the answer, and then you use that answer to direct your brain, so that your heart and your brain are working as one. But if you go to your mind to get the answer, your mind is created to doubt and question. And when you doubt and question, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to make a decision. And then you get stuck, and then you get overwhelmed, and you can't see your way out. Mm-hmm. So the channel wants you to know there's three attorneys that you've looked at already that we'd be just fine.
So?
Three of them. Out of everybody that you've talked to, there's three that would be just fine to handle your mom's estate. Everybody's balanced. We both want the highest answer. Anybody switched? Yes. We're all good in our testing. Okay? So
I'm confused by that, because one is super expensive, but the family knows about him or has dealt with him. One I just talked to, she's not familiar with American cases and was giving me bizarre information. There was one that didn't have time to take the case, but was willing to talk to us, which didn't make sense. And then there was one that was doing the international hourly rate, which was going to be probably even more expensive.
Well, Maria, you're going to have to pay for an attorney.
Of course. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of clouding. You have to ask yourself, do I want to make the decision and feel into the money, or do I want to make the decision and feel into who's going to do the best job?
Mm-hmm.
See, because right now it's you're focused on the money, and that's all a head choice.
Mm-hmm.
They just want you, when you get off, to take time and go into your heart and feel who you resonate with. And you will feel it because mm-hmm. your energy lifts, guys. Your energy lifts when you're in harmony with the right person.
I like the girl I just talked to. I felt she had a good personality. The guy who understands, who the family knows, I just never felt okay with him. And I was trying to follow my instincts. Excuse me. Sorry. I just woke up to make that decision. Otherwise,
well,
I would have just gone with him.
But there's something about an energetic parasite here. And now we're going to a core mm-hmm. belief. This page here. Okay. I'll never be good enough. Back to the suicide thing. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. Or I'll never be good enough, so I die. And the channel wants you to know you're good enough to make this decision, honey.
Okay.
Okay? You're good enough to make the decision, and not making the decision is affecting your health because you, and I'm giving kind of a pre-lesson here for Creation Station.
Mm-hmm.
When you work with someone and they interchange the two subjects while they're talking, the two subjects are related and correlate and dovetail into each other. And your health, it comes back to, I'm not good enough, so I'm not going to make a decision, or I'm not good enough and I'm going to stay confused, etc. Okay? So you start saying, I know, I'm clear, and I always make the highest decisions. Now, there's one more thing going on with you around, well, they're saying there's kind of a pattern where the family wants to go right and you want to go left. Or if the family wants to go left, you want to go right. Okay? You can't make a decision based on, I don't want to do what the family wants to do. Because the person that you're in highest resonance with may very well be the person that they're in highest resonance with also. So you want the highest answer. You don't want your smaller answer. Okay? So work with those principles and see how easy it is to make this decision now. Okay? All right,
okay,
Maria?
I'll listen back. I'll listen back because I missed the last part. I didn't understand that, but that's okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
listen to
your family.
Thank you. Thank you, Maria. And guys, that often happens when you're in resistance to hearing something. Oftentimes on the show, you can't hear it. But if you listen back in a more objective space, you'll get it. All right, we're going to Mr. Daniel in Arizona. Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, gorgeous lady. I called in with a question, but I'm feeling called to speak into the parasite thing.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
Actually,
it has to do with your question.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you see how that happened, Daniel?
Yeah.
I called in with a question, and then I was called toward the parasite thing. That tells you, as a healer, there's a connection there.
Gotcha.
So let's look into it. What was your question, first of all?
I've been playing with creation in creating orange cars, and I see them everywhere.
I love it. Go ahead.
I'm playing with knowing. But I've also noticed that I'm seeing Corvettes constantly everywhere. And I want to know clarity on what that message is about.
Well, literally the first thing the channel said was, try practicing orange Corvettes.
Oh, I've done that and have them pop up too.
Okay. So let's go. Oh, okay. So the parasite connection here. This is where, of course, you're bass ackwards, Daniel. See, most people think, well, it would be easy to create, like, let's say, a business interview, a job interview. But an orange Corvette, no freaking way am I going to be able to. You're the opposite. The weird things, it's like, well, I don't have any investment in that, so I can create that. It's the things you have an investment in that you doubt, and that's the parasite. Okay? Yeah, so now they want to go to a core belief. Well, dear God, we're just going to keep on this one all day. I'll never be good enough. Specifically, it's I'll never be good enough to create the things I really want, but I'm really good at creating all the stuff that I don't particularly care about. And that's the thing that's not nourishing you. If you can create orange Corvettes, dude, you can gotta know that you can create money, you can create health, you can create success, you can create whatever you are putting your focus and intention into.
And that's
the gift. Now, hold on. There's one more thing coming in, and this is new information about the energy parasite sheets. But give me a song, please.
Oh, Happy Day.
Yeah. Okay. So, everybody listen to what I'm going to take him through now. So, feel into, that's the highest word, the fun of seeing these orange cars. Because it's so crazy. Can you feel into that fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now what's something that you really, really, really want to create?
I want to create doing the healing and dancing and designing and all of it.
Okay. Can you feel that the feeling of fun around that is just kind of sort of there, not in the same, oh, frick, you know, I got no investment. I don't have to worry about this. I'm just going to see orange cars. Can you feel the difference? Feel the difference in the charge?
Yes.
Because, okay, that's what they're talking about. And, you know, guys, they're saying, just ask yourselves, why not? Why not go for it? You know, like, Dee, why not go to New York and be an actress? Even though everybody tells you, are you kidding me? You've never been out of Kansas. People don't make it. You know what the odds are, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it felt fun to me. It felt fun. Doing all these horror films and playing with all this emotion, that's fun for me. So I create a lot of them. Right?
Yeah.
So the point is to be objective enough that you can feel the charge around what you really, really want as much as what you don't really give a hangnail about. That it's just fun to see if you can do it. So let's just have fun this week seeing how much we can create of the stuff we love and we want. Just for shits and grins, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now they want us all to balance this. So we're coming together and claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Is there anything else? No. Wow, that was really valuable for me. Thank you.
Certainly.
All right. Tell Al hi.
All right. Hey, Georgia.
Yeah, love you both. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Miss Violet in Illinois. You're on.
Hello. It's so good to finally get to speak with you. They
called
me
goody.
They asked me last week, and I couldn't get myself off of mute to say anything before he went on.
Oh, so, I'm sorry, Violet.
That's
well,
okay.
I'm glad you're here this week. What's up, darling?
It was ironic because your subject this week is on suicide, and we lost our firstborn son 4 years ago to suicide.
Oh,
and
I can't.
The last 4 years, just more or less getting to know my spiritual side better, working with dark angels and my meditation to keep me focused, because I want to focus on the goal that we discussed together. Because of the business he knew that I had, I've got veterans groups that I've been connecting with over these last 4 years, and I've been wanting to put together this organization called Elliot's Earth Angels.
Wow, I love
memory, it. Veterans and his brothers, so I can complete his goals that we sat and discussed just a few months before he passed.
Okay, Violet?
Yeah.
I don't call myself a medium, but he's coming through right now.
Awesome.
And in conjunction with the channel, interesting, and they're both saying, can you do it with more joy?
I'm finally getting to that point. I'm getting everything straight in my head now. I know I'm moving.
Well, we don't want you to go to your head. We want you to go to your heart. Go to your heart.
Yeah. I keep
go to your heart.
To the call, whole call.
You know,
get your heart.
He's free. Okay. He's free. He's happy. Don't have to be worrying about him anymore. And he's helping you.
I feel him play
from
with
the
my
other
hair.
Side.
He plays with my hair a lot.
That is a true statement. He is doing that. That's a true statement. And he is definitively saying to you, Mom, if you really want to do this for me, do it with joy. Do it with love.
Yes.
Do it with lightness. Because holding on to the grief, first of all, will not allow you the energy to do what you want to do. You can feel that,
like
right?
I've been so drained. Yes, I've been so drained lately.
Yeah, yeah. It's time to move on.
Yes.
And
in
the best way to move on is to go create what you both wanted to do here. And to do that successfully, you must move into more joy and happiness and make sure your heart and your chakras are open, sweetheart.
Yes. Yeah. I've been working with my chakras a little bit, but not as much as I used to. So, yes, I will get back into
that
more.
All you have to do is go to love. Guys, I don't want you to make it so darned hard.
Right.
All you have to do, and if you want to review why love is so important, go listen to the last webinars around the importance of love and how scientifically they have proven that love is a powerful physical force that creates and heals everything. It's not something that happens to you if you're lucky. Love is a conscious choice you take yourself into. Okay, baby?
Yep, got it.
Okay. So we're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Now listen to these words. I am divine love. I love myself as the divine loves me because I am divine love. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
That's a good claim for Easter, guys.
Yes, it is.
Claim for,
thank you
okay.
so much, Dee.
Be happy, be powerful, and go create this. All right, my love.
Awesome.
Thank you. Miss Lena in Oklahoma.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, sweetheart.
I started crying as soon as you started talking of your experience with your brother.
Well,
and I would
yes.
like to, what I wanted to say is I would like to celebrate his life and the joy that he did experience in his when he was happy.
You bet. And that's what we're going to do. He didn't want a service. We're going to throw a big party for him in May. When Damon was his real self, he was pure joy and fun. He made everybody laugh, and he had the biggest heart. He'd give you the shirt off his back. And that's who he really was. But the alcohol and the depression kept him from experiencing who he really was. And he thought he had no power over that. Somebody wrote me the other day through one of the programs that I did, the affiliate programs, that, you know, every time they tried to make headway forward, their ego would pull them back and take over. And I wrote them back and I said, that's BS. Your ego doesn't have control over you. You have control over your ego. So once you know that, then you don't use that as an excuse. So what was your, did you have a question for you, baby cake?
I did. So I've noticed that I'm on repeat, like a timeline thing here, and I'm repeating stuff. I noticed it actually on the last call Jared had with Darius, and I'm like, this is a pattern that I'm choosing to move forward out of. The main question
Good.
That I have is, there is a job in Tulsa, which is 3 hours away, 3.5 hours away, that I'm interested in selling Vitamixes because it's something different. But I don't know if it's a head choice or if it's something I really, really want to do because it's different.
Okay, so this is your pattern. This is the basis and the core of your pattern is doubt and self-questioning. And guys, as long as you allow yourself to doubt and self-question yourself all the time, you will never get an answer. You will keep in the pattern of the hamster in the wheel, going around and around and around and getting nowhere.
Okay.
So there is at the core of this pattern of fear. Hold on, sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
I wanted something like The Life of Brian.
Okay.
That's what I vaguely heard. I don't.
Well, you see, The Life of Brian is a wacky comedy, which is all about look on the sunny side of life. Now, when we keep questioning and doubting ourselves, we never get to the sunny side. because we're always going, what if? What if it doesn't work out? What if I make the wrong decision? What if this isn't good for me? What if, what if, what if, what if? Okay?
Okay.
Now, when I say your energy within you feels fun around this job, I get a little yes. Not a big yes, but I get my small yes, which means
okay.
Your, and this is your energetic parasite, by the way, which is holding you out of balance, is you feel really good and kind of excited about this job, but your self-doubt and questioning keeps you from feeling the joy and the excitement all the way that's going to create it successfully. So do you see how you're holding yourself back, how you're working against yourself? So, wow, this feels kind of good. It'd be something different. And by the way, you're kind of excited about going to Oklahoma City, I get. Is that true?
I am. That's been like all my friends are up there, and I can actually see myself living there. And then at the same time, I also look at, like, you know, the bigger picture, you know, eventually moving out of state and just doing completely different stuff. And what that looks like yet, I don't know.
Okay. Well, yes, you get stuck because you go, I don't know. So, guys,
yeah,
it says in Ramtha, the White Book, one of my Bibles, the biggest sin you can state is I don't know, because you will never move into your knowing if you say I don't know. So you get up every day and go, look, I know, I'm clear, I know in my heart what I want to do, I take action around it, and the universe comes in and partners with me. When I say you're directing your day, I get a no. It's one of the first things I teach you guys to do, and yet very few of you are doing it. And if you would start doing it, you would immediately see the difference in your life and how it shapes up. You got to do the work, guys. You can't just come in on Sundays and listen to all this and go, oh, okay, well, she balanced it for me, and then not live it. It's not going to change. And I don't care who you listen to and who does prayer work for you and who creates, I don't know, symbols or whatever else for you. If you don't do the work, it's not going to change. And you know that because you've tried it for so many years, haven't you?
I want to say maybe I relied on somebody else to do the work for me instead of me doing it.
Yep.
That's what's coming through my...
And I got to say, a lot of the spiritual teachers want you to believe that, because why else would you need them? And when I started this work, and I want you all to know this, when the channel first came through to me, I said, I'll do this, but I'll only do this with the understanding that I am teaching people to be their own empowerment and create their own lives so that they don't need anybody else. That was the whole basis and deal that I began this work with. So those of you that are here with me are here because you know that's the truth. Get up every day and consciously intend your life. And you watch it change right before your eyes. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you. Miss Preeta in Finland. Hello, darling. How the heck are you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. So nice to hear from you.
Yes, nice. And you know, I have a flu. You might hear it. And I had a nap. And through my dream, during my nap, I got this calling, that call D. So here I am. Here I am. But
well, first of all, they say it's not the flu, it's a cold. But I think over there, you call a cold a flu, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's my English also. But
over here in America, a flu is much more severe than a cold.
Okay.
So they want you to know it's just a cold. And cold, whenever we get a cold, it's based on grief. Do you know what you're in grief about, Preeta?
Well, I'm in this turning point in my life. Everything you've told this far in the show resonates with me a lot, and I'm, you know, on my verge of crying now. And I don't know if you know this, but Finland has the highest suicide rate in the world per capita, and too much alcoholism. And this is like, you were talking about the genetic stuff. This is like in our genes somehow.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be. When I say it's in your genes, the channel says it's only in your genes because you believe that statement.
Okay.
According to my channel, genetics is an idea that we all allow ourselves to believe. So that's your first thing. You, and what they took me to, which is the basis of the grief, is the cocktail, which goes back to what they talked about the basis of suicide. And you've really brought it all together in this call, Preeta, which is not knowing that you get to choose exactly how you create yourself.
Yes.
You get to choose.
Yes.
You get to direct. And you have to. Otherwise, you live in the experience of the depression that you can't.
Yes. And the other thing is when you talk about the joy and you talk about love, I've been listening to your shows for years, and I'm very grateful for you. I've learned a lot, and I've come a long way.
Thank you, Preeta.
Yes, it's really important.
But what? At the end.
Yes, but that I realized during this show now that one of the parasites, let's say, is that joy and love in my family. So I don't know them really. So when
Yes, you do. Yes, Preeta. Nope. Not going to let you get away with that. Because I guarantee you have loved. Have you ever had a pet?
Yes.
Okay. Did you love your little pet?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you all, whether it's a pet, a beautiful rainbow you've seen, all you have to do is find one moment in your life of love, a little baby. And everybody, I want you to go to that one moment of pure love you've had. At any moment in your life, I always go to my dogs because they're unconditional love. And my heart just opens up. I go to my daughter. My heart just opens up. So go to your little pet, Preeta. What was its name?
Mm. Well, I do have pets now, but also the thing that, you know, I lost them very tragically. I have pets now. So I need to practice this.
Yes, you do. Love is a muscle, like everything else. Mm. You know, if you don't choose to do your plies as a dancer, you will not be able to build up the muscle for a beautiful plie. If you don't love and practice love and choose love, which, by the way, science has proven creates more brain cells, healthier brain cells, more health in your body and your physical cells, your spiritual cells. It changes your whole brain, guys. There's nothing you can do more important than practicing love.
Oh, that's so nice.
And on this day of ascension and rebirth, that is the channel's best message that they can give us on this Easter Sunday. Be love, practice love, choose love, and again, watch your life change. All right, sweetheart?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetie.
And have a happy Easter.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I wish we had more time. Sorry. Ann and Maureen and Sarah and Eileen and all you guys. And Lynn, happy Easter. I love you all. You got to know I love you if I work till 6 a.m. and I'm here with you guys. Because you know what? My love for you creates who I am and creates this beautiful balance that I choose to have around my brother's freedom. I love you all. Go have a beautiful Easter. Practice love. Eat a lot of eggs. Have a great day. And rise up, guys. Let's raise ourselves up. Let's say it together. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.